This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by the CAIS Boarding Schools, Dunkin' Donuts, Print Masters, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316. If you want to call us from the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. So you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. Let me give you a lay of the land today. We have some special guests in the first segment of the show. Always important to hear from these guests. And then afterwards, I want to talk to you about cutting the cost of food in the Bahamas. But before we get there, the Central Bank of the Bahamas has a campaign going on, a live digital campaign media tour that they are doing, in which they are seeking to give us some important information about handling your money digitally. We have as our guests today, Ms. Allison Middleton and Mr. Aaron Shea of Central Bank. Mr. Shea, your first name reminded me of Key and Peele thing on the YouTube where he calls the guy Mr. Aaron. Welcome to both of you.
Well, Ms. Middleton was unable to come today, so I am Kenyoka Gibson, and I'll be in her spot for today. But thank you so much for welcoming us.
Wonderful, wonderful. Give me the first name again, please.
Kenyoka,
wow. Yes. Okay, nice. Okay, well, it's good to have you all with us, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, and everyone who's listening.
And the Central Bank even ain't joking, starting the new year off saying, listen, man, it's time to embrace some new financial opportunities and to create some financial goals in this month of January, not wasting time.
Yes, yes. We're here for the Bahamian people and anyone in the Bahamas, just sharing some great information that we think is beneficial to any and everybody.
Well, you know, in the first week in February, we're going to do our annual Z Live financial week.
Okay.
And in that week, we try to give people as much information on organizing your financial affairs, making money, saving money, that kind of thing. We're investing money in that kind of thing. And so this is a good start to even that dialogue.
Yes.
So tell us why and what the central bank is hoping to achieve by this tour.
Okay, so this Live Digital campaign started from last year. So I just want to give a little bit of history. It started from last year where we're visiting different islands, different communities. And our main goal is to really educate persons on the different financial assets they have. We are participating in this campaign, this tour, with several other financial institutions. Some are commercial banks, some are other authorized financial institutions. And we're just educating persons on the different services and tools that each one offers. So you can see what works for you and your way of. Today, specifically, we're talking about the Sand Dollar, which is the Bahamian digital dollar, and how you can use it and access it. It is very simple and easy to use. It's able to connect to your bank account. You're able to send and receive monies instantly anywhere in the Bahamas once you have a digital wallet, approved digital wallet by the central bank.
I feel like we haven't. I know there are people using the Sand Dollar for sure, but I feel like Bahamians, man, we got to get on board of the Sand Dollar now. So we need to figure out what is it that we need to do. What is it? Because this is one of those assets, these tools that really can help some people who've been complaining for a little while. You know, well, I don't have a bank here, this there, next thing there. But this can be helpful, can it not?
Yes, it's extremely helpful to anyone from young adults, young kids, to older persons in the Family Islands, to persons here in the capital. It's very easy. You go to your Google Play Store or your Apple App Store, and you download any digital wallet. We have 7 of them approved. I encourage everyone to visit www.sanddollar.bs, and you can have a full list. You can view the full list of digital wallets. So once you go to your App Store, you download the respective app, or digital wallet, we like to call it, and you enter some basic information, your name, your email, and telephone contact, and you're now able to hold Sand Dollars within your wallet. Sand Dollars is interoperable. It sounds like a big word, but it just means that no matter which digital wallet you use, you're able to send and receive monies across all digital wallets. And this is very beneficial because we do have preference of choice. And some persons may have established, so they'll all be able to send and receive Sand Dollars. And you can connect your digital wallet to your bank account as well.
Yeah, so let's walk through this, because I don't want y'all thinking, and I don't mean my guests, I mean that people who are thinking, yeah, that's for them, those Family Island people who don't have access to it. The Sand Dollar is for everybody.
It is for everybody.
Lang and everybody else on planet Earth who want to have an alternative way other than the physical currency trading to deal with their transactions, right?
Yes.
So let's talk first about what all can I do if I have my wallet loaded with Sand Dollars?
Okay, it's quite a lot of things. So you can send monies to family and friends. That's one of the huge or major advantages of having it. You're able to pay for groceries. You're able to pay for medicine. You're able to transact by using Sand Dollars. You're able to also pay bills with Sand Dollars, such as GPW, BPL. You're able to top up your phones, Alive and BTC, through the different digital wallet providers' platforms. You're able to engage with different transfer services on the digital wallet platforms as well. But most importantly, whilst using Sand Dollar, you're able to monitor your transactions. So once you send and receive monies, you will have a transaction date, be able to just better handle your finances, new year, new you, new year, new financial goals. So you'll be able to just take more control of it and understand it. That's the financial literacy part that we're really helping to push along to everyone with the use of Sand Dollar.
You know, I'm so glad you mentioned that. The ability to better know and track what's happening to your money, because I hear him and John nobody's talking, say, listen, my money just go fast and you don't know
it
where
really
it goes.
Does.
Right? You know, you get that first couple of dollars just come in your hand. 2 days later you broke.
Yes.
You know, like, where did it go?
Right.
And you go on your account. Mm-hmm. Don't get mad at me, banks. You go on your bank statement. They don't really have like specifics all the time about what you actually spent on. But in this instance, with your wallet and your sand dollar, you can track, well, yeah, I spent that down the road there, mm-hmm. spend this, pay that bill, and so forth, right?
It's immediate as well. So you get to see when you go to different islands or even here in Nassau, okay, I spent X amount of dollars at the grocery store, date and time stamp, everything is right there immediately once the transaction is done. So you are correct.
Of course, you know, these wonderful, beautiful children we have, we love them dearly. And every now and again, they need a couple of dollars.
It is. And the thing is, even our young kids, teenagers, and even younger in some sense, they have the ability to have their own digital wallet. And their parents can help to train them with, not train, but help to teach them how to really be financially responsible by, okay, this is your balance for the week or the month, okay? And, okay, give you $20, you buy your food, etc. And at the end of the week, you can go over the transactions with your child and say, okay, well, you notice you spend the majority of your money on food. What can we do so you can have more money to turn over for next week or so forth? So it's a good stepping stool for...
Very important.
Yes, for kids, yeah. As well.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, man, we know that our generation may not have had the most... financial literacy. We're getting better. Mm-hmm. We, the central bank is helping. There are some companies that are helping. We try to help. And so we're getting better, but we know that our generation hasn't been the most at it. And so maybe we don't hand that legacy on to the next generation. And the mm-hmm. truth is, as you just said, it requires actual practice by them. The habits you build up,
yes.
By way of practice. And so you have a tool. These people love to be digital. These young people, they love to fool around with these devices. And here's an opportunity to do just that.
Yes. And surprisingly, a lot of older persons are more inclined to learning as well. Mm-hmm. Because they don't want to get left behind. They want to support this initiative because... The Central Bank of the Bahamas, is the first country to successfully launch a digital currency nationwide. I mean, in the world, and mm-hmm. we did so because we noticed that there's a lot of lack of financial access and inclusion, especially in the family island. So it's very important for us to reiterate the importance of why we're doing things, and it helps persons receive the new way or a new way. Of handling their finances better. So that's why I just want to really highlight the reason why we do what we do.
This person sends a text, says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang, great show. But most islands without a bank and digital went to those islands, didn't stay long. They put machines that doesn't work and get service in a timely manner.
Okay, so... I appreciate the WhatsApp that came in. We do have a lot of private institutions that are, again, supporting the cause of providing financial access and inclusion to our family islands. No way am I saying it is easy. No way am I saying it's too difficult to get done. But we are progressing as a country, as persons within the industry, to help support the initiative around of financial access and inclusion. So when those instances do happen, we would suggest reaching out directly to those persons and just letting them know what the status is so they can then provide a solution to it. It happens not just in the Bahamas. It happens all even in more developed countries. But again, you have to communicate with the proper personnel so they can then provide a solution to resolve the issue.
This text is actually a good one, I think. It says, I can do the same thing with my debit card. They call a bank name. I'm not doing that. But
right.
So do I? I mean, if the bank wants to pay Z Live, that's what so do I still need a SAN dollar account?
It's an option. right? Mm. We really want everyone to know this is not anything that the central bank or the government or any institution is forcing. We want persons to know that you have access to sand dollars. We want persons to know what you can do once you do decide to have it. If you're comfortable with using traditional banking impediments, tools, then please feel free. But we do want you to know what sand dollar is, how you can use it, and if you choose to do so, how you can begin that process. So if you're more comfortable, please continue. But I would encourage you to just visit our website, www.sanddollar.bs, to learn a bit more. And also follow us on social media so you can probably learn one or two things as we continue to develop and move throughout the country.
Well, let me give you an example of how a sand dollar could help you with a wallet, an appropriate wallet that maybe your bank card can't do, right? Mm-hmm. So I bought 5 dozen crabs from Andrus. 5 dozen crabs.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. The fella didn't have no bank account.
Yes.
So you know what he had to do? He had to send me inside... He had to send me inside one of the houses to put money on his account, right? Now, honestly, that's not something I don't do that. I don't gamble. I did it. I did it because I had to honor my transaction with him.
Right.
But if both of us had sand dollar,
yes.
Dollars, we could have done it that way.
Yes, and sand dollars are free. And as soon as you send, all transactions are free for anyone using sand dollars. The transactions are free, and again, it's immediate. So, traditional banking institutions, you know, sometimes it takes a few hours for a transaction to be completed, and then sometimes the merchants may have to close the batch, et cetera, et cetera. With sand dollar, everything is instant, immediate, and completed and complete as soon as it's there. And once a transaction is completed, everyone gets a notification. The sender and receiver gets, okay, you sent this amount of monies to this person. And again, you can have a date, time, and stamp as well.
And again, it's an option because it's mm-hmm. it's like having a credit card or debit card from this one to the next. And nobody says, oh, I don't need to have that because I have this. You say, well, I have options.
Yes.
That one may go down for a time, temporary period of time, and now I have another option.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now this text here is something I want us to address because mm-hmm. this text says, the service that was in Long Island just closed. But if you have a digital wallet, because you have a digital wallet, that's over the internet or whatever it is, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So, what closes? I'm trying to understand. What is it that closes?
I'm not too sure what that person is asking. But like you mentioned, if you do have additional, for example, Long Island, if the person's living on island uses sand dollar, and if the merchants accept sand dollar, then if a physical or a traditional banking institution or if a ATM-like machine is down, you're still able to transact. You don't have to rely on credit or borrowing and, you know, you have to check out with this person and at the end of the month to see if they can pay their bill or roll over. You see what I'm saying? So once persons within the community say, let's give this a try, let's give this a fair shot, everyone, mm-hmm. it's no charge to us, it's not taking up too much space on our phones, let's just download a free wallet, we have a limit, and we can transact and see how this is working for our communities, especially in the Family Islands. They're communities and close-knit. They rely on one another. So if we just make that decision, it alleviates a lot of pressure.
Okay. So now I'm going to do something, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask my audience.
Okay.
If you don't have sand dollar, if you don't have sand dollar, if you don't have a wallet, you don't have sand dollar, you're not using sand dollars yet, let's all see how many of us will stop me and say, I on.
Right.
That's all I want you to say.
Yes.
I on,
that's
gonna,
it.
I'm going to report to the central bank. Well, I received 10, 20, 40, 50, 60 people
right.
who are now sand dollar users. And I promise you, I'm going to get on.
Listen, and what I want to add to that, once you tell Chivago you're on, hashtag which island you are on. Is it New Province? Yeah. Is it Mayaguana? Is it Eleuthera? Yeah. Is it San Salvador? Let us know. Yeah. Let us know, because we appreciate this feedback. It helps us in our adoption efforts, in our education efforts. It'll help us build and grow as a people.
And my 500 somebody is going to get a great prize. I promise you all. This is the Central Bank. No, I have nothing to do with this. I promise you. My 500. You know, 500 person say, yeah, I'm on, Mr. Lang. You got it. You can get something.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get that. Let's get that. I support that.
Yeah, we love it. We love what the governor, the bank has been innovative. It's been liberalizing things, trying to make opportunities for us to do things here at home and even to some degree abroad. And so let's get on board.
Anyone who's listening to also follow the Central Bank, we have some good speaking series dealing with exchange control, dealing with banking, a lot of updates. So please follow us on all of our social media websites, Central Bank Bahamas, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and the same with the Sand Dollar, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, sanddollar.bs, and we're there. So you want to be informed. You want to have a leg up on the competition, to say the least. But just to make sure you and your community have all the tools that you can to make life better.
Yeah, and you'll be hearing from us, because we have a full couple of hours for the Central Bank as a regulator. When we do our Regulators Week, we want to hear from all of you so that you can fully brief the aimings about what is out there, what you're doing, how you do it, and so forth. We do have another text for you, though. Says, and you kind of answered this, but maybe they missed it.
Okay.
Good day, Chivago. Interesting topic. Please ask your guest how Sand Dollar will work for family islands without banks. Thanks.
Okay. So, again, thanks for anyone who's just tuning in. For Sand Dollar, all you need is a mobile device and an internet connection. So you go to your App Store, Google Play, or Apple App Store. You would download any of the approved digital wallet providers. We have 7 of them. Please visit us at www.sanddollar.bs and view the 7. Once you download the digital wallet, you would create an account or log into your existing account, and then you would have a Sand Dollar balance. The Sand Dollar balance would allow you to see how many Sand Dollars you have in your wallet. And you're able to top up by connecting your bank account. You can ask someone to, to fund your wallet. You can go to an agent, a digital wallet provider's agent, and you can top up, or you can visit a Sand Dollar enabled and top up your wallet. So I just want to just dive in a little bit more. So once you go into a store, or once you have a family or friend, each wallet has a particular address. So you would either scan a QR code or you would type in the address, and that is how you would send monies instantly to purchase goods or just to send monies to one another.
I mean, just excellent, because sometimes these families are a little tight.
Listen, I visited a family island and I had to ask my husband to send me some Sand Dollars. Okay. I was very appreciative, because the merchants on island accepted it. And it wasn't just a variety store or a local corner store, but it's actually restaurants. So I was able to purchase food and groceries while I was on a family island. And thanks to my husband for sending it.
this is Central Bank digital currency. Central Bank digital currency. So this is like holding that dollar that says, this the legal tender.
It is the legal tender. The same institution that issues those pretty banknotes that won many prizes and awards is the same institution that distributes the Sand Dollar. So you can trust the Sand Dollar.
But let me read this text for you. It said, my daughter lives in Exuma, and I could tell you she used Sand Dollar almost daily, the point where I now use it.
Awesome. Awesome.
There you go. There you go. It's getting a little tight.
Yes, yes. Yes.
And you need that little thing.
You need that little thing sometimes on the weekend or 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what's happening at 2 o'clock in the morning, but in case you need it.
You forget it. See, now you're trying to pretend. But we know. You know how you go to the disco, dance up a storm, and then be hungry afterward and go someplace to pick up a pizza or something. You need that little thing.
Yes.
All right. So once again, for folks to know, if they want to get on, and I expect to be getting some texts from you all during the course of this month that says I on, what do you do?
You just go to your app store. You download your digital wallet preference. You log in, you set up and sign up, and then you top up your wallet and start to transact. If you have any questions or concerns, please reach out to your digital wallet provider. They are more than willing and helpful to assist you in this process. If you want a little extra touch from the central bank, please reach out to the Sand Dollar Adoption Unit at 302-9880, or you can send us an email at sdau. We're proud to be a part of this Live Digital campaign, just providing education and opportunities for us to answer any questions that the public may have with regards to Sand Dollar or any other digital assets by our colleagues who will be participating in the campaign with us.
Well, we appreciate you guys coming to share with us. Is there anything else? Otherwise, grateful, and we look to hear from you again.
Oh, yes. We look forward to coming back again and again for more and more time to come. I encourage everyone to follow the Central Bank as well as Sand Dollar on all social media platforms and educate yourselves by reading the materials that we're providing or just visit our website or watch our videos, our quick videos. To persons who may not like to read, and let's help each other. Let's build a community around digital assets, digital currency, and just becoming more financially inclusive as a country.
Amen. Thank you very much. Yes. Thank you very much. It's good to hear from you. We'll hear from you again, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break. Take a stand, everybody.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. Just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance, low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
12 of Canada's most prestigious boarding schools will be in the Bahamas on January 8th for the Canadian Boarding School Fair. Join us at the Sandyport Beach Resort in Nassau from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. Take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you can't do the same.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call today, you can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316. You can Call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Dr. Dwayne Sands, the chairman of the Free National Movement, has urged the government bring down the cost of food, lower the cost of food. Now, on any ordinary basis, this is a tall order, largely because the cost of food is outside of the control of the government of the Bahamas. I mean, whether that cost relates to what inflation, so we're not the ones, the government is not the one causing inflation, right? Or it relates to how businesses in the Bahamas that sell food adopt their business model and decide the price on in certain ways. Well, the government don't control that. You price your chicken how you want, price your chicken, your burger, you want price your burger, and so forth and so forth. The government doesn't get to control that. You are examining your own cost and trying to make a living. And to be honest with you, as somebody in that business, I can tell you it's not easy. It's not easy to find a pricing that doesn't offend consumers and then at the same time don't cause you to lose money, right? And so business is, they ain't trying to lose no money. Now, mind you, some of them trying to make big, big, big money. But they're not trying to lose money. So the government doesn't get to control the price of food. So when you say lower the price of food, when Dr. Dwayne Sands, chairman of the Free National Movement, says the government should lower the price of food, he said something in his statement that I read in an article written by Tanika Thompson in the Nassau Guardian that really got my attention and has been something I have been saying to politicians in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas over and repeatedly. He did something. It absolutely did something. And I mentioned it on this show before. He didn't just say to the government, you need to bring down the cost of food, and no political side is going to come to Zhivago Show Online and try to get away with never having cost you this way when they were in opposition. The PLP did it, the FNM did it. It's food, the cost of living in this country. They all do it. They all do it. They all do it. They all, and they know it's a big, listen, it's probably very true that a significant part of Kamala Harris losing the U.S. presidential election was the angst of many Americans were feeling about the rate of inflation and cost of living. Probably very true. So politicians love to hang on things they think will hang their opponents. And many times they wildly say the government do these things, and then when they come to office, they can't do it, and then it becomes a problem. But that isn't what Dwayne Sands did. Dr. Dwayne Sands did not do that. Dr. Dwayne Sands said, the cost of food is shockingly high in the Bahamas. He said the price of food is shocking. He said it was lamenting the cost of eggs. And then no question but that, eggs expensive. Eggs are expensive. The cheapest eggs I saw in the food store, and right now there's actually a problem with eggs in the food store now in terms of supply. It was $6.99. I don't know if this avian flu has something to do with it, but $6.99. This was the cheapest eggs now. The eggs would go up as high as $12, $13. So he was lamenting that. People would only stop paying for first-class tickets and brand-new cars. They could act this year to remove VAT on a wide range of food items, including all fruits and vegetables. That's the difference. That's what he did. This is the difference. I'm not talking about this first-class tickets and brand-new cars business, because governments can do that, right? They can do some. They can travel.
and government officials, ministers, and them ain't gonna travel economy. That's for sure. You don't get right, but I'm not even gonna. Yeah. What he said was, though, the government could remove VAT on a wide range of food items. In other words, this is the crux. This is the key thing. He pointed to the government doing something can do. Remember, the prime minister said he was going to, he was focused on fighting the cost of living. He was focused on fighting inflation. And I remember I said fighting inflation. How? What is the prime minister, the government of the Bahamas, going to do about inflation? Nothing. Can't do anything. It's not generated home. He can't do anything about it. Can't, inflation is going to happen, and the prime minister of the Bahamas can do nothing about it. But if inflation is adding cost onto your food, and the government has a cost associated with your food, that cost is called VAT. It's called custom duties. It's called this fee and that fee. Any one of those things that the government puts on you, government can take off of you or can reduce for you. Did not the Progressive Liberal Party in opposition criticize and condemn the Menes administration for raising VAT from 7.5% to 12%? Even after the Menes administration called the raising of the implementation of VAT as a lazy way to get revenue, remember that? Turned around and increased VAT from 7.5% to 12%. And were criticized by the PLP opposition when it happened. Right? It's criticized. Mind you, the Menes administration did not have VAT on breadbasket items, on insurance, on medical insurance, and a number of things, right? Or health insurance. Did not. The Davis administration, listen to me now, said the cost of living is too high for Bahamians. We need to do something about it. And when we come to office, we are going to lower VAT. And they did. They lowered VAT from 12% to 10%. But then put VAT on all breadbasket items and health insurance and them things, right? So on the one hand, give it. But the fact is, the principle was, we can do something about the cost by lowering VAT. Well, you could do something about the cost by lowering the fuel tax. So in other words, government should think about doing the things that's in their power to do and target their promise to things they can actually do. That way you can actually be commended for actually doing what you can do. Now, if you remove that, And an item was $10 before VAT, and you remove VAT, and the item stay at $10. You have to tell the customers, you have to tell the public, listen, we remove VAT of this item. That item ought to have been reduced by about a dollar. It's still $10. Go ask the businessman why he didn't pass the savings on to you. And you have to tell them, monitor it. And say, yeah, we reduce custom duties on this, on that, and the next thing. At the time, as we reduced the custom duty, we took an average pricing on those items, and this was the average pricing, and it ain't changed. Ask the businessman, businesswoman, why are you doing that to me? But you can do what you can, but you can't. And this is what I liked about what Dr. Sands did. Dr. Sands, he was targeted. Let me tell you all something. I can tell you all when we come back from the break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone.
This Christmas, Fidelity Bank is still the one. One easy monthly payment, the only one with a quick approval, and one chance to win an extra $5,000 in cash. Apply for a personal loan today for your chance to win big. Call 356-7764 for more details and make that move to Fidelity Bank today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The new Guardian Radio app, all our Guardian Radio shows, and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
I ain't mashed the car. The lady who run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. So I was starting to say to you, how you want to listen to your political leaders going forward. And I mean on all sides of the divide. Listen, a person promising you platitudes does nothing for you. Someone promising you things they cannot deliver does nothing for you. And because it tickles your ear, because it makes you feel good or what have you, it does nothing for you, because the question is, when you deliver, I want you to imagine me saying to you, I'm a politician, I'm running for office, and I promise you, every single one of you will make $1 million every year within 1 year of me coming to office. Doesn't that sound grand? Man, beautiful. Oh, hallelujah. I'd want that. Wouldn't you want that? But I know that's nonsense talk if I promised you that. I know it's nonsense talk. I know I can't do it. At least I know no way to do it now. Right? So we have to, how we listen. So when proposals or propositions are put to us, they need to represent things within the power of a government to do. That's what you want. We can bring office. Brian, don't come down. Why? Because it's not in the government's direct power alone to bring down crime. And so if the government isn't, and the politician isn't honest enough to say to you, here is what we can do. So what can we do? We can provide crime prevention strategies. We can fund crime prevention strategies. We can study the crime issue to see if we can understand the causes and therefore develop solutions. We can
we can provide more police officers. We can provide more tools to those police officers. We can provide more training to those police officers and so forth. We can do these things. We can provide more intelligence. And these are things we can do. But to say I'm going to bring down crime because you have the power to do so, if you want that kind of tickling preaching for your ear, carry right on. How long has that been helping you? And how long have you been disappointed listening to things people promise you, writing these thick manifestos, thick plans, things, maybe approach, and the rest of it sitting somewhere because most of it represented nothing but broad platitudes that couldn't be delivered to save their life, nor mine, nor yours. But you have to decide how you want to listen. Listen for practical solutions that represent things the government can do. And even if you only chose and thought, but all we have to do is this, all we have to do, and all we have to do, that don't represent necessarily a solution. Some thought on your part. But we have to talk about things we can do. This text says, if you say it, I believe you, so you better deliver. Exactly. That's what happens. I mean, you said it, and I accepted it, and I voted for you. And then now you can't deliver. But the reality is, who's the fool? Who got deceived? Who should have listened more carefully? Right. So you want to bring down the, you want to make an attempt to bring down the price of food? Yes. Remove or reduce your cost as an additive to food. You want to bring down the cost of living? Reduce, remove your cost as an additive to the cost of living. Then you say, oh, but then that means we lose the revenue. Well, then now come back and tell me that. We can't do that for you. Reduce your cost because I need the revenue that I get from you when you pay that high cost. Right? When inflation goes up and the fuel price goes up, you know who gets more revenue? The government of the Bahamas. Yes, because the government gets a percentage of the price of the fuel at the pump. So if the price of the fuel is $3 and the government's take is, let's just say, I don't know what it is now, 10%, well, the government gets 30 cents. But if it goes up to $5 and the government gets 50 cents, that's 20 cents more. The last I checked, the government was taking on but a dollar something per gallon on your thing. Right? So I want to commend any politician, whether it's Dr. Sands or Minister Mitchell or the Prime Minister or Mr. Pintar, anybody who's prepared to speak about what the government can do because it's in its power to do. And rowing each other and fussing each other because this didn't get done and that didn't get done because y'all never had to ask me. I don't know about the rest of the public, but ain't gonna press me. And to the extent I can help you understand it better, I'm gonna help you understand it better. It is time to motivate the political leadership in the country to speak to you in a more practical, let me use that word, practical way. I would say honest, but I'm not going to suggest they're being dishonest. Because that doesn't mean they made me, I say maybe you don't understand what you're saying. So Mr. Lang, isn't it in the government's direct power to provide every citizen with $100,000 from natural resources? It is not. It is not. Absolutely not. It's absolute nonsense talk. Okay. $100,000 to every citizen. How many citizens in the Bahamas, according to the last census? We have about 400,000, about 389,000. Okay. So let's see. So that means the government could provide $38 billion. Every year to every citizen when the economy size is only $12 billion. So you say, oh, but we could develop the natural resources. Yeah, which means for you to give every citizen $38 billion, to give the citizens $38 billion every year, somebody developing your resources has to be making $38 billion every year from that. And that's only the portion they give you. That's not the portion they have to earn to be able to be profitable to themselves. I mean, absolute madness. Insanity. We're going to take a break for news. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivaga Lang, your host. We'll be back after the news break.
Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439. This text says, Mr. Lang, that $100,000 promise, I could use my $100,000 right now, but anyone with some thought process should know mathematical, that don't work. I could use it too. You want to give me $100,000? Yeah, man, bring it on. This text says, your argument is a good one, but the entire story is not being told. Breadbasket items is now duty-free. Also, many other items that duty was being paid on is now duty-free. Just like many other government, this government has done a lot to bring the relief to Bahamians. We need to stop dumbing down our society with political garbage talk. And when I say we, I'm speaking about both PLP and FNM. What really need to happen is we need to encourage more Bahamians to take advantage of grants that are being offered by both governments. First of all, I don't know what you are talking about when you say duty has been moved off of many of the breadbasket items, because duties were not on them for a very long time or reduced on them for a very long time. So why is this, what does that have to do with returning VAT to the breadbasket items? Are you suggesting to me that the VAT was taken off and the duty was taken off and then the VAT added? That's nonsense talk. It's a lie. That's not true. It's nonsense. So the fact that duty was off of them before doesn't mean that having added the VAT didn't increase the cost. Even the government doesn't make that argument. Okay, so that's nonsense. So don't tell people stop talking garbage talk when garbage talk is exactly what you were talking. Exactly what you're talking. Why? Because you have a political motivation to try to help somebody look better. Both FNM and PLP administrations have reduced duties on many items. That is true. Both have done so. Right? So you hear almost every year the Minister of Finance under both administrations come and say, I'm happy to report that duty on this item has been eliminated or duty on that item has been reduced. Yes, that's happened. But don't try to make Bahamians feel like they are stupid for understanding that, well, I used to not have VAT on an item, and now I have VAT on the item because you're now saying that the duty was removed of it. It's nonsense talk. Duty was removed before the VAT was added. Why do you want to do that to Bahamians? Why do you want to treat Bahamians that way? Huh? The finance, why they put the VAT on those items. And he knew they would get revenue from it. Why? Because he said a lot of the restaurants were benefiting from these VAT-free items and so forth and so forth. Yeah, Bahamians were benefiting from them, poor Bahamians. But he said these are restaurants and the like. And now you expect me, Chivago Show Online, to accept this fallacious argument you're making as if I don't know what's happening in the Bahamas? Come on, man. You can't be serious. Really? Don't give me that, FNMPL, because I understand that talk. Let me tell you something. Stop. Okay? Stop. Stop thinking you are talking to ignorant people. I know that kind of talk. That's the kind of talk you want to talk when you're trying to soften it so you don't look so partisan. Come on. Nonsense talk. Menace, as I said, the Menace administration said that when the Christie administration was introducing VAT, the Menace opposition administration said it was a lazy way out. He came in and raised VAT. Right? Raised VAT. The same VAT. He said it was a lazy way out. See me? I ain't being partisan. Then the Davis administration said they would reduce VAT. And they did. I said that, from 12% to 10%. And then turn around and put it on a boogie load of items it wasn't on before. And you think Bahamians don't know? You think Bahamians are going to follow your argument that, oh, the duty was off of them? Yeah. And I have a bridge to sell you to. Say Happy New Year. Amazing show as always. Thank you. I appreciate that. As I'm sending the police to the studio right now, please don't exit the building until they arrive. Those crackheads of insanity, coalition of idiots, cult of ignorance, church of imbeciles want to be waiting outside. What you did can be considered by them as an assault on their leader. I wasn't even thinking about that stuff, Red, or any particular buddy when I used the example I used. But if you don't believe that, I should really, nothing I could do but that. Nothing I could do about it. This Texas, hi, Mr. Lang, if the government would give the Bahamians their natural resources money, we will be able to buy our own food. Why did he repel the money? Please. If it's that easy to get y'all, listen to me. I think I can start a party. I know I tell y'all I wasn't running this election, but I think I can start a party and go run if it's that easy. That's how easy it is. Oh, Chivago running this election. Running. He can run the PFN party. Does it easy? It says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. All the best to you in this year and to you too. Say, today is my birthday. Wow, happy birthday. If possible, could you please remember to play for me My Birthday Come Again by Puzzle? If not today or when you have your throwback at the end of this week. Absolutely. I definitely will do that for you. Wow, happy birthday. Enjoy 2023. So you thought I was joking. Your statement has gone viral already, for real? What statement? My calculation? Oh, man. Let me tell you something. Send me, man. This life ain't no joke, you know. I mean, I laugh because it helps to ease the tension. I laugh because it makes my soul less heavy and what have you. But this life ain't no joke, man. You playing this political game? This ain't no joke. All right? Get pump up on your little personal ego and trip and stuff like this. This is no joke. People are trying
to make it in this world, man. They're trying to make it in this world. And the reality is, only truth sets free. No lie can free a man. A lie can give you a temporary benefit, but in the end, it will bind you. Only truth can set free. Promises deferred make the heart sick. Anyone who has truth that they can give and provide to the Haymans, and who have reasonable, practical, functionable plans that they can help the Haymans achieve better. The truth of the matter is, the bulk of the success you will enjoy in this life will not come at the hands of the government of the Bahamas. You ain't gonna get $100,000 a year from the government of the Bahamas. You're not gonna get $50,000 a year from the government of the Bahamas unless you work for the government of the Bahamas in a position that pays that amount of money. But you are not gonna get, sitting down at home, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 a year from the government of the Bahamas. No time soon. So if you don't find another way to get monies into your coffers, you are going to be sitting down frustrated, cussing politicians all day as if they are the only reason for your dilemma in this world. And go ahead and do it if you want. I won't blame the politicians. I'm going to blame you for buying the nonsense, for not thinking through, is this possible? Is this really practical? And then I can't even blame some of you, because the truth of the matter is, maybe, like, you really can't see clearly enough to know this ain't doable. And it doesn't matter if the FNM promises it, or the LP promises it, or the COI promises it. And insofar as promising things that are outlandish and aren't doable is concerned, ain't no one party in this country guilty of political party in the Bahamas. FNM and the PLP have promised to break the back of crime in this country. The PLP and the FNM, every single prime minister in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, I don't recall it, but I'm sure he wanted almost all of them, let me say that to be safe, get up, stand up and say, we're going to take a zero tolerance to crime. Every single one of them. And Robin. Murder rate go up. Billboards go up. Attesting to the fact that the murder rate going up. And then all you can hear from the ministers of national security and the prime ministers is, crime is everybody's business. We have to all be involved to try to do something about it. We need to change a commissioner of police to commissioner of police to commissioner of police to commissioner of police. And murders still go up. In fact, murders have gone up in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas every decade from 1960. Every decade. Stack says, thanks for education lessons, but people fall for the talk without thinking. Yeah, with you 100%. That's why I say I don't blame politicians, you know. I blame them to this extent. You should not be dishonest with people. You could not promise people things you know you can't deliver. And if you don't know you can't deliver it, that means you're ignorant or you're crazy. Yeah, you know, y'all realize that, right? If I say something to you to be true, then I am a liar. If I say something to you that I don't know is not true, then I am ignorant. If I say something to you thinking it is true, and it ain't true, then I got a little bit of insanity. So you could pick. That's all I'm saying. So this started off by me saying that Dwayne Sands did something that I think represents a template for what ought to be done by all politicians of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas going forward, which is appeal to the government, if you're in opposition, to do things which the government has the power to do. That way, when you are government, people could hold you accountable for that because you will have the power to do that. If Dr. Sands had come on and said the government needs to reduce the cost of living in the Bahamas, he cannot do that when he gets in office. If he gets in office, can't do it. But to say the government could reduce or remove VAT on a bread basket, of course the government could do that. Will it? Does it? That's a different story. But it can do that. Right? Similarly, if you're the government, you promise things. If you're the opposition, you promise things which you can do, which is in your power to do. Don't promise things which are not in your power to do. Let me tell you something. Like, so this is I have a texter who is obviously a Progressive Liberal Party supporter, even when he tells me he's not. It's the way he comes across to me, the way he comes on to me all the time, demonstrates to me, he is a PLP supporter. There's no question in my mind about that. He thinks I don't know him. I know him. And I know his politics, right? That's okay. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with being a PLP supporter. Nothing wrong whatsoever. But don't fake with me, man. Don't try to lie to me about what you are when you're not. And then make an approach to me like you're not something else, right? So he wants me. He says the IMF praises Prime Minister Davis for remarkable economic turnaround. This is what he says. It's a lie. That is a lie. The IMF did not praise Prime Minister Davis for an economic turnaround. That is not true. It is absolutely untrue. What the IMF did was to call remarkable the Bahamas' economic recovery. The Bahamas' economic recovery, which started under the Menendez administration. That's what happened. That's where the IMF says, I want to praise Prime Minister Davis for turning the economy of the Bahamas around since the pandemic. And I tell you all before, man, you are dealing with people who read, who study, who understand the Bahamian landscape. And so don't be pushing on me no lies. The IMF commended the recovery of the Bahamas since the pandemic, a recovery that remarkably started under the Menendez administration, such that the Bahamas' economy during the Menendez administration was growing at 14%+. And when the Davis administration took over, that same recovery continued, but that same recovery continued at a slower pace. Now, see, if you don't want to get your business fixed for talking nonsense, then don't push nothing on my face trying to pretend like somebody's doing something to you or anybody else. Okay? It's nonsense talk. It's a lie. Stop lying on the IMF. And it is appropriate for Prime Minister Davis and his government to take credit for the continuing recovery under their charge. It is suggested that recovery only started under the Davis administration, because that's not true. And anybody who knows me knows I'm not a fan. I've not been a fan of Dr. Menendez and his Dr. Menendez, right? So I've criticized him, but I'm not going to take from him the fact that this massive economic recovery that we experienced since the pandemic started under his charge. And I indicated, why not? Our economy wasn't broken by the pandemic. It wasn't broken. Closed our economy down to protect ourselves against the pandemic. I know there's no real genius in that. We opened up our economy again and was a place close to people who wanted to travel again. It's no genius there. What policy are you going to point me to that says, oh, this happened because Minister did this or Davis did that, and that's how we recovered? Come on. Please. Let's wake up. You're listening to See Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Start the year making all the right money moves. Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
I ain't marsh the car. The lady run into me marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
12 of Canada's most prestigious boarding schools will be in the Bahamas on January 8th for the Canadian Boarding School Fair. Join us at the Sandyport Beach Resort in Nassau from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. Take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. Through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, Mr. Lang. How you doing? It's Alan Johnson.
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on?
Yeah, I just want to add to your statement concerning the possibility, because you may have missed a few different things. Not only will you be getting $100,000, you get free light, you have no taxes, free public transportation, free funerals, and free education for life, no matter what college or degree you want for the rest of your life, free water, free medical care, no matter what hospital in the world, free housing, free broadband, free cellular, free land, free flights, a bank that will give you a loan should you fail, because it's your bank, you just go in and get another loan. And you'll never have to work, because you will get $100,000 a year for life, adjusted for inflation. That's some of the things. I did a quick calculation, and just to issue that amount of money, it would be in excess of $60 billion a year. The administration for individual different things would run you with another $40 to $60 billion a year. So essentially, I know you're familiar with the gross capital formation of countries, that's the total increase in a country's wealth from fixed investments, inventories, and valuables. And so essentially, we are promising to spend, to give away more money than 160 existing countries in the world could work, invest, and generate per year. And the problem is that no one challenges this, and then you have some media that actually facilitates this type of conversation coming from someone who claims to legitimately want to govern. And so, for instance, the addition of that, you know, Donald Trump has a lot of billionaires that supports his policies. Well, this political party says they have hired, this is the key word, hired 6 billionaires to advise them. Do you know the resources to have 6 billionaires? Take the time to sit and advise you and the thing. And so I think we should start, not them, but the media should really question, tell us how just one of these things will occur, and so that the people could begin to take seriously governance in the Bahamas. Thank you so much.
All righty, bro. Thank you, man. Appreciate you calling. This text says, Mister, it is the duty of any government to reduce the cost of living in any country. If you don't believe that, then do not get involved. Excuses are not required. You are talking absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Show me where in the Constitution that's the duty. Show me in any law of the Bahamas where that's the duty. Show me anywhere where the duty of the government is to lower the cost of living. Go on, quite ahead. I'm going to give you till next year to show it to me. So that's for both sides of the divide. Step aside, huh, please. If the duty of a government is to reduce the cost of living, every government in the world has failed to do so. Reduce the cost of living. No, what some governments have done is they have provided subsidy to people to afford the cost of living, but ain't none reduce it. I don't understand, man. I don't understand. I mean, and then you just come on so bumpy, right? It's the duty. And if you step aside. Oh, man, no, that's nonsense. A duty of a government is enshrined in the law, right? Enshrined in the covenants of the country, enshrined in the precedents that we, practices we accept. Where you see... Sir Lyndon said, oh, my duty is to reduce the cost of living to y'all. Where you see Sir Lyndon say that? In fact, he was growing a country where the cost of living was going to go up because his people were getting wealthier. Wow. You have a caller on the line? Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, sir. How about you? Hey, would you mind showing me in the Constitution where it says the government is not required to reduce the cost of living in the country?
Well, first of all...
You
first
don't know
all,
how
no.
I... What?
No. First of all, no. That's not how the law works.
Why are you bringing it up then?
No.
Why are you bringing it up?
When the law requires you to do something... Okay, you want to... Do you want to continue having a conversation or do you want to get off the air?
I'm listening.
Okay. The law doesn't work like that. If the law requires something of a government or a people, it says so. It says you must. That's what the law would do. Okay. It's not a question. Because let me show you something. The law does not say you shouldn't eat raw.
The law in the Bible says so.
The law in the Bible? Where the Bible says the duty of a government to reduce the cost of living? My brother, I didn't read the Bible from cover to cover.
So? You didn't read that part?
So?
You didn't read that part? Like the rest of them. The rest of y'all up here.
But show me.
The rest of y'all.
Bye. See you later. Have a good day. Get off. Not doing that this year. No time for nonsense. Not doing that this year. Stack says, find in the Constitution where it says I am not required to give away $1 billion per year. We can't be doing that this year. Right? It's just nonsense talk. Some of you, let me tell you something. But I understand, you know. I mean, honestly, I understand. Because the truth of the matter is, we are not all the same place, intellectually speaking. We're not all the same place knowledge-wise. We're not all the same place thinking-wise. I am by far not the most superior intellect in this country. There are far more intelligent people in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas than me, far more knowledgeable people in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas than me, but I'm not going to pretend to be knowledgeable at all. I am not going to pretend for your sake or anybody else's sake to stroke anybody's ego not to have the knowledge I have. And to listen to some of the nonsense you all call and talk, some of you, not many, many you call and make very sensible contributions. Some of this nonsense talk, well, in 2025, trust me, you can get laid right out. Say, sign me up for the free land. You go sign yourself up. Why you want to be independent and so forth, and you need someone to sign you up for the free land, you go sign yourself up. Go on, prison. Say this, but I'm not silly enough to believe the COI's fantasies. But most thinking people are not going to believe
that somebody is going to be free housing, free medical, this and free that and the next thing. That even sound bad. I mean, if Jesus promised me that, oh yeah, I believe that. But in this world, right? And where would you hear about some of these wonderful things that countries are doing for other people? These are countries that have like oil, smaller countries with lots of oil money. But have you really lived in those countries to know what the truth is? Huh? Anybody? The whole truth? Oh, boy. I don't want to get distracted, though. The point that we were raising today is that as we listen to the political dialogue, we should listen with an ear that says, the things you promised me ought to be things in your power to do. Because a promise from a powerless soul is a comfort to a fool. A promise from a powerless soul is a comfort to a fool. A promise from a soul powerful enough to deliver it, that's real comfort. That's why children can take comfort in their daddies and mummies when their daddies and their mummies say, you know, I'm going to buy you a bicycle for Christmas or for your birthday. And the mummy and the daddy work in, and they believe that because mummy and daddy has that power. Right? Ain't no good parent, though, going to promise no child, oh, you're not going to buy you a Maserati this week. And the parents would. Seriously? Not going to happen. And that's love. Love does that. Love don't lie to people. Love don't deceive people. Love don't mislead people. This text says some people call the show to demonstrate why our average is a D. So it is not the responsibility of the government to have us live good, but to ensure that our rights are protected and fair to its citizens. Italy and other places in Europe are paying for people to come and live there because of their dying population. You will always look outside and see greater. As citizens, it's incumbent upon us to make life good, to hold our rulers accountable, and to build our country into the great place we want it to be. Absolutely. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And also Greece. Greece is an example of a country that tried to give its citizens far more than it could afford. They wanted citizens to retire at 40, have all kinds of social benefits. And what happened? Ran into the great, great debt crisis and had to be bailed out. You see, even Dubai's ambition overtook it. Y'all remember? Anybody remembers? Economy collapsed and people left cars in parking lots of airports and on the side of the streets and in apartment buildings, etc. And Dubai had to be bailed out by what the big city there in UAE is. Had to be bailed out. We herald what they do and what they're doing now. But they had their difficulties. Yes. Right? They had to be bailed out by Saudi Arabia. Was it Saudi Arabia? And you know, we love to tell people stories and only have half the story. Point is, no, it was Abu Dhabi. Abu Dhabi is the capital of EAU. And Abu Dhabi bailed out Dubai. Right? And while we are here cussing the Bahamas, I mean, just killing the Bahamas, killing this country, we live in a life of standard of living unmatched in probably 70%.
material existence, environmental existence, unmatched. Civil existence, unmatched. Right? Unmatched. But we don't give it credit. Especially some of the younger folks, because they have not experienced the economic success that has been experienced by others. Yes, this is someone who knows well what is happening. He says, yes, the United Arab Emirates, Abu Dhabi is the capital, yes, and they pay $10 billion. This is what a very knowledgeable person is informing us about. And I happen to have been and went to Dubai with him, so he knows the place. $10 billion to support it when things collapsed. Yep. Paid Dubai $10 billion to support it. That was Abu Dhabi. Governments should promise what they can deliver. If I were you all in the next election, don't bring me no long manifesto. Don't bring me no bunch of wordy plans. Bring me things what you can do. I can fix your roads. I can assure that you don't have potholes. A government of the Bahamas could do that. I will collect your garbage on time and properly. A government of the Bahamas could do that. I will deliver to you improved medical services. A government of the Bahamas can do that. I will lower your taxes. A government of the Bahamas can do that. I will supply your children's schools with the necessary books and resources. A government of the Bahamas in the 21st century can do that. I will provide your students with proper sporting cities and landscape schools. A government of the Bahamas can do that. A government of the Bahamas can't provide every Bahamian with a house. Can't do it. Cannot do it. I could provide 100, you know, with some houses over 5 years. Maybe 200. Listen to the promises and let them promise you what can be delivered. And that way we could all have more confidence in our governments. I can't promise you I can reduce crime, but I promise you that every tool at the disposal of the government will be deployed in the fight against crime so that we could reduce crime. I can promise that because I could do that. Stack says a promise must be made by an individual capable of delivering and having the intent to fulfill the promises. If the person has the ability but not intent, they consider you a fool. If the person has the intent but knows they don't have bias. If they have neither the ability nor the intent, they may simply be mad persons needing help and understanding. Here's the truth, right? Any politician who has the ability to deliver something that you will be positively impacted by and doesn't do it is either incompetent or silly. Why would they not? How could you not benefit as a politician from doing something that benefits people, that makes you popular with them? Right? If you're incompetent, then maybe you don't get it done. Right? But if you're competent, promise more often than not the things we see the government struggling on, things it can't deliver. The government of the Bahamas cannot on its own grow the economy of the Bahamas. Cannot grow the economy of the Bahamas on its own. That's not possible. Because if the government creates all the environment in the world for entrepreneurship to flourish and entrepreneurs decide they don't want to do nothing, what is that going to achieve? What the government can do is ensure that the environment is as ample as possible for growth. And then you leave the citizens to go and pursue what they alone can, their entrepreneurial zeal. I'm saying to you and I, let's change our own ears, man. Let's get off this bandwagon of ignorance and nonsense and so forth and so forth. And let's listen differently. Let's stop. Listen, if you love the PLP, please love the PLP passionately and support your PLP and just tell them, please, can you promise us things that blah, 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 blah. If you love the FNM, love the FNM and encourage them to do what I'm asking them to do. If you love the COI, same thing. None of this stops anybody from loving their parties. None. None whatsoever. But listen, any FNM leader can tell you. From time to time, I have called them. And I've said to them, I said, listen, man, why would you all say such a thing? Because you are not when you can become the government. If you become the government, you cannot do this. Why would you promise that? Why? Because I want all Anam to understand, man. We listen, when people get discouraged about the institutions in this country, in particular the government, that's a real big blow to what is necessary for the pride, for the morale, motivation, and development of this country. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, take a stand.
This Christmas, Fidelity Bank is still the one. With one easy monthly payment, one fantastic way to save, and one chance to win $5,000 in extra cash. Make that move to Fidelity Bank and apply for a personal loan for a chance to win extra cash today. Call 356-7764 for more details.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The holidays are here, and Dunkin' is spreading the cheer this season. Let Dunkin' be a part of your celebrations. Warm up with your favorite holiday drinks. Grab a box of our famous donuts for your gatherings, or treat someone special to a Dunkin' gift certificate, the gift that always runs on joy. From our Dunkin' family to yours, we wish you a season filled with laughter, love, and a whole latte happiness. Happy holidays, and remember, the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what are we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join. We have a text here, says Mr. Lang, this administration is running on a trust deficit. As it relates to rising food costs, we only need to look at the results of the cost of bread basket items after the tax restructure and the non-producing golden yolk. During the holidays, the PM again promised relief in the new year. I don't expect to hear anything further on that promise. The general consensus is now to see all politicians with skepticism. Mm-hmm. It's true. His text says it would mean no Bahamian would have to work anymore. Then who will build and develop our nation? Huh. Yep. Yep. You think you giving me $100,000 a year and I can go in the hot sun, go put a roof on? Huh? I can do masonry work for much less than that? Child, please. I told some friends of mine, I said, when the money start coming, $100,000, you can have mine. You all can have mine. I given you, I bequeath that to you all. That's not even the point, though. Point is, so if a political leader or grouping says to you, I can give you $500,000 a year, $700,000 a year, $50,000 a year, and they straight to you, beyond, you can't just tell me, oh, we can give it to you because we're going to develop the natural resources of the Bahamas. No, I'm sorry. That's not where we need to be in the 21st century in 2025. But if you can show me how well the market for this particular item is X billion. We are in dialogue with these investors who have the wherewithal to do this, that, and the next. I mean, it's a lot involved. And fine, you can believe that. It may not happen, but you can still believe it. But take promises of things from people that they can deliver. That's the bottom line. That they can deliver. And do you mind these nebulous things? We're going to restore trust in institutions? Like how? What does that mean? How are you going to restore my trust in something? How? Right? I mean, there are problems, there are challenges, there are opportunities. Some of those problems and challenges and opportunities, they are not rooted in government, and their solutions are not in government. There are other challenges and problems and opportunities that are rooted in government, how we do government and how our government works and how our leadership in government works, that can be solved by government. And on another show, we're going to look at some of those things that the government of the Bahamas can absolutely solve. Right? I mean, really, really solve. And make it such that in that particular area, you can be satisfied that the government is doing what it can. And then there are some other things which we keep looking to the government to do, which the politicians keep promising the government to do, and the government can't do. And year in and year out, they're promised. And then some other people say, oh, well, the PLP, the FNM couldn't do it, and that's why we need to try some else. And then other people ain't going to be able to do it because the root cause of the problems is not inherent in the government. I'm not even hard to figure out some of these things. Right? You can't find more power than God. You can't find more resources than God. And he stand right up there and let King Caleb and every other man kill every other man after that. Stand right up there and let a serpent persuade Eve to take of a tree that he told them not to take of, and then let her persuade her husband to do the same thing. And then he came on the scene later on and asked, you know, what happened? What was wrong with him? Free will, privacy and confidentiality. What am I supposed to do about those things? So there's some things where, you know, look as much as we look, get promised as much as we get promised, we're not going to find in government action the satisfactory solution to those problems. But there are some problems. If we change, if we behave differently, we, meaning each individual citizen, behave differently, oh, we would see some magnificent change. Oh, magnificent change. Do you realize that if every alcoholic stopped drinking, there'd be no more alcoholism in the Bahamas? Do you realize if every person who commits violence stopped committing violence, there'd be no more violence in the Bahamas? Not forget the government. The government don't know nothing yet. The government, we didn't even involve the government in this yet. But anyone who stopped drinking, taking drugs, stopped taking drugs, no more drug taking in the Bahamas. That if everyone started eating properly, we would massively change the obesity landscape, the chronic disease landscape of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And forget the government. The government, we don't need no NHI for that. We don't need no hospital for that. In fact, NHI and the hospital law would be better off if we did that. Problem is, they require action on our individual part, and nobody could make me act any kind of way. You can't make me choose water over soda. You can't make me exercise. You can't make me not sneak up on somebody and slap them. Or worse. And this is the two sides of the choice coin and the freedom of choice coin. Is that things that can be stopped only if I stop it in myself. And if enough of us stop it in ourselves, it greatly reduces that as a collective experience in our country. So I don't get frustrated with governments not doing what governments are not supposed to or can't do. I get concerned when governments are not doing the things I know they can do. Everything else, I leave and rest with the source of those things, either individual conduct or some natural phenomenon beyond my control. Move the back. Reduce the cost. That was the point Mrs. Sands made. Dr. Sands. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I trust and hope you have a great evening. God's best life. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Be well. Everybody, come take my-